奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日早上的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we begin our Sabbath morning service.
我们请起立唱诗四十九首。
Please rise and sing hymn 49.
我们要先跪下来祷告。
Before our service, we'll kneel down and pray together.
感谢神在创造天地的时候特别赐福这个安息圣日。
And thank God when He created heaven and earth, He blessed this holy day.
让神来守，让人来守，守这个日的要得到福气。
And for mankind to observe this day, and they will be blessed.
我们要把今天的机会交在神的手中，求主耶稣亲自来带领。
And we'll give.Our service today onto Jesus' hands and ask God to lead us.
让有一份很平安、很喜乐的心来到他的施恩宝座前。
So that we come to His mercy throne with joy and peace.
将世上的劳苦愁烦放在主耶稣的肩膀上。
And then we cast aside our burdens onto Jesus' shoulders.
让我们的内心有一份渴慕真道、追求生命的心。
So that our hearts would have the desire to long for the faith and truth.
让我们今天两场的聚会都能够荣耀神，都能够造就人。
And may the two sermons today glorify God and His name.
在这边有喜乐，有平安。
And in here there is joy and peace.
回去的话有福气，有恩典。
And then we have blessings and grace.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together. And thank God we have an opportunity here to testify to His truth.
今天小弟要跟各位在早上来讲教会与生命第二部分。
And today I'd like to share with you the second part of church and life.
上回谈第一部分的时候已经是七月底了。
And remember the first part was in July.
那时候我们谈到说，有的人很喜欢去看秋天的枫叶。
And last time we talked about some people would like to go to see the autumn foliage.
我们说 夜在变逢，事实上是生命的凋残与衰退。
And when the leaves turn green, it actually signifies the weakness or the deterioration of life.
但人们在这个树叶生命的消失的时候，人们觉得，哎呀，非常有诗意啊，非常有生命啊，人生活得很有意思。
And but when people look at the twilight of these leaves, dying, they think it is very romantic, it is very interesting, and has a lot of meaning.
但是再怎么样，在那个时候是夏天来谈秋天，感觉上没有那份感觉。
But then you don't have the feeling when summer is turning to autumn.
再次来谈，事实上叶已经开始在掉了。
And then when you talk about it again, the leaves are already fallen.
而且掉的已经差不多了。
And then they're almost gone.
三个多月的时间。
In a matter of 3 months.
这地球上有多少生命在改变？
How many lives in this world have changed?
撇开这些树叶，撇开这些鸟，撇开这些动物，以人来说
，If you exclude the leaves, exclude the animals and the birds, but just talk about human.
也不要去谈人为什么会被生在这世界上。
And you don't need to talk about why man live on this earth.
也不要去谈人为什么不能决定我要不要被生，或者我被生在什么样的家庭。
And not to talk about if the humankind can choose what kind of family to be born into.
人一被生下来
，and when man is born into this world,
就注定有一天要离开这个世界。
It is determined for this person to die in the end.
他被生的时候，他开始有了生命。
When he was born, when he started his life.
当他离开这个世界的时候，他的生命消失了。
When he departs from this world, his life diminished.
所以被生的那一刹那开始，每一分每一秒过去，人们在接近死亡。
So from the second that we're born, we are seconds and minutes closer to death.
或者不要说人们在接近死亡，因为人们不喜欢死亡。
And not to talk about we're determined to die because we don't like to die.
我们说死亡在逼近人，在包围人，在笼罩人。
And death is a surety for men.
不管你是当什么的。
Regardless who you are.
当医生。
If you're a doctor.
当律师。
A lawyer.
工程师。
Engineer.
当总统。
Or the president of a country.
当皇帝。
Or a king.
都一样。
It's the same.
最后还是要死。
And in the end, we all die.
早上要来这边领会之前。
And this morning, before I came here to give the sermon.
在 Woodhaven 是不是 ？Woodhaven
Boulevard. And on Woodhaven Boulevard.
我右边有一大片的坟场。
And on my right side, I saw a big cemetery.
占了好几个街角。
And it spread among a few blocks.
那些人过去在做什么？
And what did those people do before they died?
说不定很失意，说不定很得意。
And maybe they live a full life, maybe they live a meaningful life.
说不定他们觉得生活很痛苦，早点死了算了。
Perhaps they felt that life was a lot of suffering, they want to end it.
说不定他们觉得生活很成功，很有意义，但是他不想死。
Perhaps they felt that their life was very successful, that they did not want to die.
但最后还是死了。
But in the end, they all died.
没有人能够靠自己的力量来摆开死亡。
And no man can use their own ability to escape death.
你有时候看看在坟墓前面有人去摆花。
Sometimes you see people place flowers in front of the tombstones.
可能是他们的亲人。
Maybe from their relatives.
可能是他的先生或太太。
Perhaps from their husband or wife.
可能是他的孩子。
Perhaps from their children.
甚至可能是他的祖母来看这个小的已经死了。
Perhaps it's a grandmother visiting her grandchild's tomb.
为什么要去看？
Why do they go and see?
怀念他们，因为还有一份感情。
Because they miss them and they still have feelings for the dead deceased.
但这些对他们有感情的，有一天自己也会走。
But those who have feelings, one day they will go too.
儿子来看，孙子来看。
For sons or grandchildren.
曾孙还知道他是谁吗？
Or for the great grandson, do they know who their great grandfather or mother was?
当他没那份感情的时候，谁还来看谁？
If they don't have that feeling, who is going to see who?
啊，最近在纽泽西，我住家附近。
And in New Jersey, around where I live.
一大片的坟场被挖掉了，做成商业区。
And the cemetery was digging out so to become a new shopping center.
所以我们不知道是活人跟死人争地，还是死人被活人赶走了。
And I don't know if the living are fighting with the dead for the land or the dead are cast away by the living.
所以人的一生会有生，会有老，会有病，到最后会死。
So in our life there is birth.There is life, there is sickness, and then there would be death.
那当中穿插的这些生老病死的是劳苦愁烦。
And what's in between is suffering and toil.
啊，有的人可能没有老就走了。
Some people may die before they reach an old age.
有的人甚至还没有看到世界就死在妈妈的怀中、肚中，叫做胎死腹中。
And some infant may not see the daylight and they die in their mother's womb.
由生到死。
And from life to death.
上次我们说，人跟医生，人跟医院脱离不开关系。
Last time we talked about human have this relationship that has cannot be severed with the hospital.
小病自己当医生，自己抓药来吃。
And you have a small sickness, you can get medicines for yourself.
但是病到一个程度，你一定会去找医生。
But if your sickness is more severe, you have to find a doctor.
你遇到那种很要命的那种疾病的时候，你会去找那个最有名的医生，那让他救活的比例最高的医生。
And when your sickness is severe, you strive to find the best doctor.To give you the best chance of survival.
即便你在经济上、能力上没有办法，但是你还是想保留那份佛命。
And even though you don't have the financial means, but you still want to get the best doctor.
所以上次我们说，人从哪里来，人往哪里去。
Last time we talked about where do men come from and where do they go.
有很多人生在医院，有很多人到最后死在医院。
A lot of people are born in the hospital, and many die in the hospital also.
所以从医院而来，往医院而去。
So you come from the hospital and you return back to the hospital.
医院不是生命的门。
But then hospital, it's not the door of life.
医生救人一辈子。
And the doctor saved lives all their lifetime.
医生最后能救自己吗？
Can the doctor save themselves?
医生最后能不死吗？
Can the doctors live forever?
医生最后也会成为病人，医生最后也会离开这个世界。
And even doctors, to the end, they become patients. Even doctors, in the end, die.
我说医生在拯救生命。
And even the doctors are saving lives.
有的人在研究生命。
And some people are studying life.
有的人在追求生命。
Some people are pursuing life.
有的人不追求生命，他说我生活都顾不了，我如果生活过得好就好了，不要谈生命。
And no, somebody do not pursue life because they not cannot sustain their livelihood.
生物学家也在研究各种生物的生命。
And biologists are studying the life of many different species.
但是这种最高等的生物，人类。
But the highest of life form.Mankind.
人的生命
the life of man.
哲学家在研究人的精神生命
Philosophy have long studied the meaning and spirit of life.
医生在研究人的肉体生命和精神生命
And doctors have studied the biological aspect of life.
但生命是不是只有肉体，是不是只有精神
But then life is not only restricted to fleshand the mind.
不是的。
No, it's not.
神造人的时候
When God created mankind,
神在人的鼻孔吹了一口气。
And through the nostril of man, God breathed his life into it.
人就成了有灵的活人。
And men are called a spiritual being. A human being. Living being.
所以人要成为活物，必须有神的气息在他身上，也就是必须有神给的灵魂。
So for us to be a living being, we must have the breath of life from God.
所以今天要来谈生命。
So today we're going to talk about life.
必须从神给的那一份气息来谈。
We must start from the moment that God breathed his life into us.
必须从人的灵魂生命来谈。
And also we should talk about from the viewpoint of man's soul.
所以撇开这些医生，撇开这些生物学家，撇开这些哲学家。
So we're not going to talk about the doctors, the philosophers, and the biologists.
有很多宗教家出现。
And there are many different religious theories.
宗教的目的就是要来解释人的生命。
And the purpose of religion is to explain life.
宗教的目的就是要来救人的生命。
The purpose of religion is to give salvation to mankind.
救灵魂的生命。
And it is to give salvation to our souls.
医生要救我们的今生，宗教要救我们的今生和永生。
And the doctors are trying to save our present life, but religion is trying to save our present and future life.
但是人在研究生命当中，这些宗教家根据自己所了解的，根据自己所被启示的，根据自己所感动的，而创了一个宗教。
But through study of life, those theologians use their own understandings, their own revelations to come up with a religion.
所以这个宗教的创始者，我们称他为教主。
So there is a founder of the religions. Sometimes we call them the pope.
所以各个宗教都想救人。
Every religion is trying to save mankind.
所以各个宗教都有他们的一套理论，也有他们的方式来救人。
So every religion has its own unique method for salvation.
所以宗教也想带人进天国、进天堂、进极乐世界。
And all the religions trying to bring man into heaven or to paradise.
但是这些宗教的教主最后自己也走了，也离开这个世界。
But even the founders of these religions, in the end, they pass away and leave this world.
当一个教主来救人的时候，如果最后他连自己的命都救不了，
If the founder of religion is trying to save people, but himself he cannot save.
那我们要去好好思考。
We have to think about this very seriously.
如果他连自己都不能救，他能救别人吗？
If the founder of religion cannot save his own life,Can he save others?
所以我们要去找那个宗教，我们要去找一个那个教主，能救别人的命，能救自己的命，而且真的是这样发生过的。
And when we are looking for religions, we have to find the founder of the religion who not only saved others, but he could save himself also, and it has to be proven.
所以从古至今
，So from ancient times to the present,
在不同的宗教。
In different religions.
只有一位教主。
And there's only one founder.
他预言他自己会死。
Which prophesies his own death.
但是他的死是为了拯救别人。
But his death was for the purpose of redemption of others.
所以他也预言他被迫被逼害三天后要复活。
That's why he prophesied that he will be broken, beaten, but after three and die after 3 days, but will resurrect.
他真正复活。
And he truly resurrected.
40天之久跟门徒在一起讲论神国的事。
And afterward, 40 days, he talked with his disciples about the heaven, the kingdom of heaven.
他升天去。
And then he ascended to heaven.
所以这位教主就是耶稣基督。
And this founder is our Lord.Jesus Christ.
他不是只有基督教的教主。
And he is not the founder only to Christianity.
他是个救主。
But he is the savior.
他能救人的生命。
He can save mankind.
他要救全世界人的生命。
And he is to save everyone on earth.
愿意信他的
，those who believe in him，
都要得救
，they will be saved。
愿意跟随他的
，those who are willing to follow him，
都要得到生命
，they will receive life。
我们来看一下《使徒行传》四章
，let's turn to Acts chapter four。
使徒行传四章
，Acts chapter four，
十二节
，verse twelve。
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved。
所以这是彼得在公会受审的时候所讲的。
And this is when Peter was judged before the Sanhedrin. This is what he said.
当一个人去传他所信的宗教，传到被关起来的时候，被审问的时候，有的人会改变他的讲法。
When someone is preaching the religions, but because for this he was jailed, he may change his, he may change what he says.
因为他会觉得他的命比什么都重要。
Because the person would deem his own life more important than anything else.
那彼得为什么能够这么肯定呢？
But how can Peter be so sure?
因为彼得被圣灵充满。
Because Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他有那份属灵的看见，也有那份勇气。
So he has a spiritual sight and he has that courage.
而且事实上，他所讲的是亲自看到、听到、摸到的。
And what he said was reality.What he have seen, touched, and experienced.
他看到主的能力。
He have seen the power of the Lord.
他看到神的灵在主耶稣的身上。
He saw the Spirit of God was in the Lord Jesus.
让他叫瞎眼的可以看见，让瘸腿的可以走路。
So the blind can see and the lame could walk.
甚至让死人复活。
And even the dead resurrected.
圣经在耶稣。降生之前七百多年，以赛亚先知就说他要为我们而生。
And to the point that 700 years before the Lord Jesus death, the prophet Isaiah prophesied about him.
这个预言真的来了，真的实现了。
And the prophecy was indeed fulfilled.
圣经说他的国要存到永远。
And the Bible proclaims that his kingdom would last forever.
在他国里面的那些子民也要存到永远。
And the citizen in this kingdom will also have eternal life.
所以耶稣预言他的死，耶稣预言他的活。
So the Lord Jesus prophesies his death and then his resurrection and life.
圣经讲的预言都实现。
Everything spoken in the Bible were fulfilled.
就等着主耶稣再来的时候。
And then when the Lord Jesus comes again.
所以我们来思考看看。
So we should think about this.
哪一位是救主？
Who is Savior?
为什么彼得说天下人间没有赐下别的名，除了耶稣基督的名，没有人可以让你得救
？And how come Peter said that there's no one else, for there's no name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved？
啊，所以我们今天想要追求生命，想要追求这份永远生命的，要好好去思考。
So today, if we're looking for life, this eternal life, we have to ponder this very carefully.
生是什么？死是什么
？What is life and what is death？
人从何而来
？And where do men come from？
人往哪里去
？And where do men go in the end？
人怎么得救
？And how can mankind be saved？
人怎么可以不死得到永远的生命
？And how can man receive eternal life and live forever？
回到圣经里面来。
We all should return to the Bible。
圣经是一本神的话。
The Bible is the words of God。
圣经本身是生命
And the Bible itself, it's life.
神将他的气息那一口气藏在整本圣经里面
And God breathed his spirit into this book, Bible.
所以耶稣说你们研究这经因为你们以为内中有永生啊
And so the Lord Jesus said when you study the Bible because there's life within you.
所以不用到外面去找这些哲学家，找这些算命的，找这些星象家，不要，回到圣经里面来。
So we don't have to go out and look for those philosophers, fortune tellers, to tell what life should be.
因为外面那么多的学说，那么多的派别，人想的，人讲的。
Because there are so many different theories, so many different sects, so many different things that people talk about in the world.
基督教
Christianity
圣经
The Bible
不是人讲的，也不是人想的，是神感动人写的。
The Bible is not man's words, but the words of God inspired to man.
所以神很早就跟世间人讲，你们怎么得生命。
So God, from the very, very early on, told man how you can receive life.
只是从古至今哈。
And from ancient times to the present.
人不喜欢听神的话。
Mankind do not like to listen to the words of God.
就像有很多小孩，就是不喜欢听父母的话。
Just like many children, they don't like to listen to their parents.
学校有些朋友不太好，他很喜欢听他的话。
And there are some not so good friends in school, but the children actually listen to them.
你跟他说这些朋友不好，他会害你，他不相信。
And you tell them, you tell your children that your friends may not be very suitable, and they don't listen to you.
我们常常在想啊，这些小孩真不听话。
And we always think that our children are not obedient.
神跟我们讲，你这样是。走的路是不对的啦，是会通往死亡的。人也是不相信。
And God keeps on telling us that the way we go would only lead to death, but we never listen.
但神不会因为我们不信，神就放弃。
But God would not forsake us because of our disobedience.
父母不会因为孩子不听话，就说我不要这个孩子，我放弃这个孩子，不会。
And parents would not, because of their children being disobedient, say, I don't want my children anymore.
所以神从古至今一直要救人的生命。
So from ancient times to now, God is always trying to save our lives.
我们来看一下希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
一节
Verse 1
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，所以这边在讲啊，神从有人类之后，神怎么样用先知来告诉我们以前的祖先。
So in here it tells us that after the existence of mankindGod continually spoke to us through the prophets.
先知就是受神的话，听到神的话，把神的话传出来的那个叫做先知。
So what is a prophet? A prophet is a person that, after listening to the words of God, they have to tell the other people.
神的话临到这个人，然后他再去跟所有的人讲，这个人叫先知。
The words of God come to this person, and this person in turn.Tell the words of God to others. This is a prophet.
所以很多次用很多不同的方法，在不同的世代要来救人。
So many times and in many different methods, God tried to save mankind.
神要告诉人们的，有一件最重要的就是，只有在神的地方才能不死。
And God's trying to let mankind know a very important point that if you come to the place of God, you would not die.
只有在神的地方才有生命。
And there's only life in the place where God dwells.
生命本是神造的。
And life in itself was created by God.
只有在神的地方才有那一份喜乐永远的生命。
And only in the place of God, you can have that joyous and peaceful life.
所以人怎么回到神的地方去？
So how can man return to the place of God?
这是从古至今神一直要做的一份工作，但是透过先知，透过神人，到今天透过教会的工人。
And this is the task that God tried to accomplish through the beginning of time, and this task it has been carried out by the prophets, by the saints and by the workers of the church.
所以挪亚去传福音。
And that's why Noah went and preached the gospel.
去造方舟。
And he built the ark.
他说进方舟的不时。
And so that he built the ark so that people would have life.
因为方舟是秉承神的命令，秉承神的方法来建造。
Because the ark is according to the life of God and according to the instructions of God.
按照神的教导，按照神的指示，按照神的方法来造的，就是能救人的地方。
And whatever is according to the instructions and the commands of God, this would be the place that can save mankind.
摩西带领以色列人来走这个旷野，来出埃及，来过红海。
And Moses led his people out of Egypt and through the Red Sea in the wilderness.
因为神听到这些以色列人在埃及的哀哭。
Because God heard the cries of his people in Egypt.
神还是要人回到他的地方去。
And God always wants us to return to him.
神不喜欢看到人在那边哀哭，当罪的奴隶。
And God cannot bear to see his people become the slave of sins and crying out.
所以40年的旷野是神安排的。
So the 40 years of life in the wilderness was planned by God.
神要知道这些人虽然出了埃及，虽然过了红海，也天天在吃玛拿，但神要知道这些人能不能守神的诫命。
So God knew that his people, even though they have left Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, eat manna every day, but he doesn't think that they're ready for to receive his life.
愿不愿意守神的诫命。
Or if they're willing to obey God's commandment.
能让人回到神的地方就是教会。
And the place where mankind can return to God, it's the church.
能让人得救的地方就是教会。
And the place of salvation is the church.
方舟是教会，旷野是教会。
Noah's ark is church, and the wilderness is church.
神世世代代借用先知，借用教会，来拯救人的生命。
And through the generation, God used his prophets, used the church to save mankind.
我们继续来看希伯来书一章二节三节。
Read on to Hebrews chapter 1.Verse 2 and 3.
就在这末世，借着他儿子小义，我们又再立他为承受万有，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大之的右边。为什么历历代代先知来传神的话还不够？
How come it's not enough through many generations for prophets to preach the words of God?
为什么到这个末世要借着他儿子亲自来传这个神的话？
But how come only it have to happen that in the end of days, that his own son would preach the words of God?
为什么到这末世要有一直为我们而生？
And how come in the end of days there would be one that is born for us?
为什么到这末世要道成肉身？
And why does the word have to come into the world in the end of days?
人不圣洁不能见神啊。
And mankind is not holy, they cannot see God.
人有罪就不圣洁了。
And when mankind has sinned, they're not holy anymore.
人犯罪就不圣洁了。
When mankind sinned, they're not holy.
人心里面有不属神的想法就不圣洁了。
Mankind is unholy when they have thoughts, unholy thoughts in their minds.
生命是神创造的。
And life was created by God.
万有是神创造的。
All things were created by God.
神创造人在伊甸园。
And God created mankind, put them in the Garden of Eden.
我们称它为伊甸乐园。
We call it the Garden of peace and joy in paradise.
为什么称为乐园？
Why is it a paradise?
因为那是一个喜乐的地方。
Because it's a place of joy.
那是一个充满生命的地方。
It's a place full of life.
在那里只有喜乐，只有平安，没有劳苦、愁烦、惊慌、害怕。
In that place there's only peace and joy. There's no worry, sufferings, and famine.
伊甸园里面只有生命，没有死亡。
And in the Garden of Eden, there is only life. There's no death.
亚当夏娃为什么会被赶出伊甸园？
And how come Adam and Eve were cast out of Garden of Eden?
亚当夏娃为什么后来会活在这个世界？
And how come Adam and Eve lived their lives on this earth?
人为什么后来会活在这个世界？
And how come mankind continued to live on this earth?
人后来为什么会死在这个世界？
And how come mankind all died in the end?
因为罪进了世界。
Because sin entered into the world.
罪借着一人来到了世界。
And sin through man entered into the world.
罪当了世人的王。
And sin became the lord of mankind.
所以人来到世界，人会痛苦，人会愁烦，人会死亡。
And that's why men on this earth will suffer, toil, and face death.
因为犯了罪。
Because we have transgressed.
神跟亚当说：“你如果吃善恶果，你一定会死。”
And God told Adam that if you eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
神在跟亚当说：“你如果不听神的话，你不会跟神住在一起。”
And God further told Adam that if you disobey the words of God, you will not live.With God anymore.
哦，那句话的意思是这个样子的哈。
The meaning of that saying is such.
所以没有神的日子就是死亡。
So days without God is death.
人听了蛇的话。
And mankind listened to the words of the serpent.
选了蛇不选神。他们选了蛇不选神。
They chose the serpent, they did not choose God.
所以他们选择罪，他们选择死亡。
So they chose sin, they chose death.
犯罪的结果就是死嘛。
And the result of sin is death.
神为什么一定要派耶稣来？
And why God have to send the Lord Jesus?
因为神爱世人啊。
Because God loves mankind.
难道那些被派来的神人跟先知不爱世间的人吗？
Are we saying that the prophets and the saints sent by God, do they not love this world?
为什么一定要派耶稣来？
Why did he have to send our Lord Jesus?
为什么一定要派来？
Why must he be sent?
来，我们看一下约翰福音三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十四、十五节。
John chapter three, verse 14 to 15.
约翰福音三章十五节。
John chapter three, verse 15.
叫一切信他的多得永生。十六节。
16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他不至灭亡，反得永生。十七节。
17.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。所以这边呢、啊，耶稣被神差下来，目的叫世间的人因为他来得救。
So in here, the purpose of Jesus sent by God is for mankind to receive salvation.
经过他，哈，透过他，透过主耶稣来得救。
And through him, through the Lord Jesus, we are saved.
所以得救是灵魂的得救。
And this salvation is the salvation of our spirits and souls.
不止生命在今生得救。
Not only life restricted to this lifetime.
在来生也要得救。
But then in the future, our eternal life will be saved and have eternal life.
信他的人不被定罪。
And those who believe in him would not be condemned.
那是主耶稣道成肉身的时候，信他的人不被定罪。
So when the Lord Jesus came into this world, those who believe him will not be condemned.
当人活在世界的时候，人都是在罪中。
When men live in this world, they are in sin.
所以他来的时候，如果要来跟世人定罪的话，一定所有的世人都死了。
If he came to this world to condemn us, everyone will be condemned and receive death.
啊，所以他来是要拯救。
But he came to save.
但是人有罪，人不圣洁，人不圣洁又不能见神。
But then mankind has sins and it's unholy and they're unable to see God.
啊，人又活在罪中，人心中又想着罪。
And mankind live in sins and in their heart there is thoughts of sin.
怎么办？怎么叫有罪的人因信他来得救呢？
And how come the sinners can believe in him and be saved?
不止不被定罪，
Not only will they not be condemned,
还要因为信耶稣基督来得到永远的生命。
But then you will receive eternal life if you believe in him.
所以亚当夏娃在神的园子里面，当他们犯罪的时候，他们得到的工价是死，所以被赶出了伊甸园。
So in the Garden of Eden, because Adam and Eve sinned, and the wages of sin is death, they were cast away.
那人的罪怎么办？
So what's the solution to mankind's sin?
我们看一下十四节。
We'll look at verse 14.
十四节，摩西在旷野怎样举石，人子也必照样被举起来。
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
所以耶稣来说，旧约所讲的其实就是在讲我啊，在讲耶稣基督啊。
Is saying that what is spoken in the Old Testament is referring to me.
在旧约的时候，这些百姓在神的队伍中，在摩西的带领中走久的，有的人不耐烦了，觉得没有意思了。
So in the Old Testament, people who were led by Moses felt that it was not worth it to go on.
啊，就像今天在教会中待久了，有的人也会觉得心里不耐烦的。哎呀，那个工人怎么样啊？这个教会怎么这样？一样。
Just like today, when we spend some time in church, we may think that it's not worth our time and say and criticize this worker or that worker.
40年走越久，抱怨越多。
And the more time you spend during the 40 years in the wilderness, the more complaints we would have.
所以百姓去怀疑神，到最后去骂神。
So the people are becoming anxious and doubted God and also have disrespected God.
所以神就用蛇进入人群中来咬这些百姓。
So God let the serpents go in the midst of the people to bite them.
啊、所以这个以色列百姓就知道啊，我犯罪了，神不高兴了。
And the Israelites later realized that I have sinned and God is displeased with us.
所以求摩西去祷告啊，跟神请求啊。
That's why they prayed and then asked Moses to ask for forgiveness.
求神叫这蛇离开。
And to have Moses ask this snake to go away.
神叫摩西制造一条铜蛇。
And God.Told Moses to build a bronze snake,
绑在那个杆子上面
and put it on the staff.
凡被蛇咬的，一望这个铜蛇就活了。
And those who were bitten by the snake, and when they see that bronze snake, they were healed.
就有生命了。
And they have life once again.
就不会死亡了。
And they have escaped death.
这些有罪的人看到神所立的铜蛇就不死了。
And those sinners who have caught sight of the bronze snake, they were healed.
所以主耶稣说，他就像那个铜蛇，他被举起来，他被定了。
And that's why the Lord Jesus said, he is just like that bronze snake, and he's lifted up.
所以世间的众罪人啊，你们虽然有罪，但是看到主耶稣被定的时候，就像看到那铜蛇，你们就不死了。
So the sinners of this world, when you see the Lord Jesus crucified, lifted up just like the bronze snakes, you will receive life.
所以今天医生在救人。
As today, doctors are saving lives.
医生本身也要往那个最好的医院跑啊。
And doctors themselves would flee to the best hospital.
那边有最好的设备，最好的待遇。
And with the best equipment and treatment.
但是我们有时候去注意一下。
But sometimes you have to pay attention.
医院有一个标志啊。
There is a symbol in the hospital.
画着那个蛇啊，挂在杆上。
And it's the snake wrapped around the staff.
其实医院在告诉你。
And what the hospital is telling us.
我们今天在救你肉体的生命啊。
Today we're saving your fleshly life.
但是真正的生命在这条铜蛇了。
But real life comes from the bronze snake.
所以医院在尽人事啊。
And that's why the hospital is doing whatever they can.
真正的生命在那铜蛇，在那挂在十字架上的基督上。
But the true life remains in the bronze snake, or the Lord Jesus crucified on the cross.
人子要被提起来。
And the Son of Man will be lifted up.
为什么一定要派耶稣来？因为人子一定要被提起来，人子一定要上十字架，人子一定要流血。
And why must the Lord Jesus be sent? Because the Son of Man, or the bronze snake, must be raised, or the Son of Man must be crucified and lifted up in order to save mankind.
人子被举起来的时候，要吸引万人来归他。
When the Son of Man is lifted up, all nations will return to him.
砸他的人要仰望他们所砸的。
And the people who pierce him.Look up upon him.
所以人子被钉的时候，
so when the Son of Man was crucified on the cross,
一切肯信他的，
everyone who believed in him,
要得永远的生命，
they will receive eternal life.
这也是神为什么历代派神人派先知来传达神的旨意之外，到最后一定要叫主耶稣来。
This is why through many generations God sent prophets and saints, but in the end he hadHe must send his own son.
所以过去的这些先知啊，这些神人来传达神的话，来交代神要我们怎么做。
So in the generation, the prophets and saints preaching the words of God and teaching us what God wants us to do.
人们在过去在献祭啊，想修好跟神的关系啊。
So in the past, it's like sacrifices to reconcile our relationship to God.
那个献祭有没有用
？But is that sacrifice effective.
听了先知这么多话啊，觉得我们有罪了，赶快来献祭了。这个献祭有没有用
？So we have listened to the prophets and we come and sacrifice, but would that sacrifice be sufficient?
人们献祭还是没有办法见到神的。
And man's sacrifice cannot be accepted by God.
人们的献祭没有办法除去人的罪。
And sacrifice from men cannot take away the sin of men.
我们来看一下希伯来书十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
十章。
Chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章一节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 1.
律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年长献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。第二节。
Verse two.
若不然，献祭的事岂不早已止住了？因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再接着有罪来。第三节。但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来。第四节。
Four.
因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。所以这些献祭只是让我们想起罪。
So all those sacrifices, what they do is for us to remember our sins.
怎么去跟神和好？怎么来追求神？怎么来敬拜神
？To remind us how to that we should reconcile with God and to maintain a good relationship.
但是这个罪并没有拿掉。
But then the sin is still there, not taken away.
所以在第十节，我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督一致献上的身体就得以成圣。这边在讲啊，凭着神从创世以前所定的旨意啊，借着耶稣基督啊献上他的身体，我们怎么样就可以成圣
？This is how we can receive eternal life. It's by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
所以这就是人的生命的第一次得救。
And this is the first salvation of mankind's life.
凭着恩，因着信。
And through grace and by faith.
不是因为人的行为。
It's not because of our deeds.
因为那时候的人都在罪中。
because at this time, that time, everyone lives in sin.
啊、所以你们这些一直献祭的人，现在借着耶稣基督一次献上他的身体，留下宝血。
So for those who have been sacrificing, but now the Lord Jesus sacrificed Himself for us.
把你们罪拿掉了。
And He takes away all our sins.
把你们的罪放在主耶稣肩头上。
And He has put all our sins onto His own shoulder.
让主耶稣亲自来为你们承担这个罪。
And the Lord Himself, Jesus Himself, bore our sins.
所以三天。神亲尝死味、啊、耶稣基督亲尝死味。
So through the 3 days, the Lord Jesus, our Lord, tasted death.
所以神借着耶稣来之后，跟我们立了新约。
So God give us the Lord Jesus, and we have the New Testament.
十六节说，主说那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们心上，又要放在他们的里面。十七节，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。十八节，这些罪过既赦免，就不再为罪献祭了。所以这边呢、啊，神不会再一直想起你有罪了。为什么
？And God says that here, He will no longer remember our sins. Why is that?
因为他叫耶稣来跟我们立了一个新的约。
Because He have sentOut the Lord Jesus, and He had given us a new covenant.
这个新约立在哪里？
And where is that new covenant written in?
立在哥哥他山的十字架上，立在主耶稣基督的身体上。
This is it's the established in the mount of the Golgotha, and it is established on the.
因为主的被钉留下宝血，我们成了一个圣洁的人了，所以因他成圣。
Because of the crucifixion, because of the Lord Jesus who bled for us, we have new life.
所以主耶稣的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
And so the blood of the Lord Jesus have cleansed away our sins.
在十九节、二十节，弟兄们，我们经耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。这借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。所以啊，我们从一个有罪的人。
So we start from a sinful being.
因为耶稣的宝血
because of the blood of our Lord Jesus,
坦然呢、啊、
and we have confidence.
什么叫坦然呢、啊？心里无所害怕，哎，哎，抬头挺胸。
What is confidence? Confidence is that we have no doubt that we know for sure.
不像亚当夏娃听到神的声音唱了起来，因为有罪。
It's not like Adam and Eve when they heard the voice of God, they hid because they had sin.
今天我们也是有罪，但是因为耶稣的宝血，我们可以坦然呢。
And even though we had sin, but because of the Lord Jesus' blood, we have confidence.
进入至圣所，那是过去大祭司才可以进去的地方。
We can have confidence to enter into the most holy place where only the high priest could enter in the Old Testament.
因为主耶稣的宝血让我们的生命起了这么大的变化，我们的身份变成了大祭司。
And because the blood of the Lord Jesus, our life has dramatically changed, and we become the high priest.
所以我们是金尊的祭司，我们是圣洁的国度。
So we are the high priest, and we are the holy nation.
所以主耶稣设立那条又新又活的路。
And this is the new and through the new and living way open for us through Jesus.
那是一个新约的道路。
And this is the way of the new covenant.
那是一个有活命的道路。
And this is a living way.
这个幔子不是阻挡，那是一个分别为圣。
And the curtain is no longer an obstacle, but rather it's something that sets us aside as holy.
就像神让天使用这个转动的剑在看守伊甸园一样，这是一个分别为圣的地方。
And just like how God asked angels and to have the spinning swords to protect the sacred garden of Eden.
所以神的地方要圣洁又圣洁。
So in God's place, there's holy and most holy.
进入幔子就得到生命，以前只有大祭司才能进来。
And through the curtains, we have life again. But in the past, only high priest can enter in.
今天我们因为他的宝血，我们可以进入这个幔子。
And today, because of the Lord's holy, precious blood, we can enter through the curtain.
这里说这个幔子就是他的身体。
And it's at here the curtain.That is the Christ body.
那个身体是什么？
And what is that body?
主用他的生命到最后换来一个身体。
And our Lord uses his own life in the end.
用他的生命换来一个身体。
And use his own life to give us this body.
这个身体是什么？
And what is this body?
我们看一下约翰福音二章。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音二章
，John chapter two，
十九节
，verse 19。
耶稣回答说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。”犹太人便说：“这殿是四十六年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来嘛？”二十一节，但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿，所以为什么一定要派耶稣来？
Why the Lord Jesus must be sent?
为什么要用他的生命换来这个身体？
And why that it had to be his own life to have this body?
这个身体就是今天的教会。
And this body today is our church.
今天的教会是一个属灵的殿。
And today's church, this is the spiritual temple.
今天的教会是让人得生命的地方。
And today's church is a place where mankind receive life.
今天的教会是主耶稣用他的生命来交换，让我们得生命的地方。
And today's church is what the Lord Jesus used his life for to exchange.
过去的人在那边献祭，罪没有拿掉。
In the past, people sacrificed, but their sins were not taken away.
过去的人最后在神的殿做一些不圣洁的事，所以说。这个殿被你们拆毁了。
And in the past, people have done unholy things in the temple. That's why the temple was destroyed.
神的意思被人的意思取代了。
And God's will was replaced by the desires of men.
人取代了先知，人取代了基督。
And men have replaced themselves have replaced the prophets and Christ with themselves.
所以耶稣在洁净圣殿的时候说：“这是万国祷告的殿，这是人追求神的地方。”
So when the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple, he said, "This is the place where nations prayed and mankind be joined closer to God."
你们使他成了贼窝啊
！But you have turned it to the den of thieves.
只有神的殿才能让人得生命啊
！And only the temple of God can give life to mankind.
贼窝只会杀害、偷窃、毁坏人的生命。
And thieves will only steal, murder, life.
主耶稣三日重建圣殿。
And in three days, the Lord Jesus rebuilt the temple.
主耶稣降生，主耶稣传福音，主耶稣被钉，主耶稣复活。
And the Lord Jesus was born, the Lord Jesus preached the gospel, and he was condemned, died, and resurrected.
都是按照神的旨意来做的。
And all of it were according to God's will.
按照神的旨意来做，让人得救的地方就是教会。
And according to the will of God, to give salvation to men, it is the church is this place.
那主耶稣把神的话做一个最圣洁的总结，给我们一个最圣洁的殿。
And the Lord Jesus gave us the most holy conclusions of God's word and gave us this most holy temple.
这个殿是神的殿。
And this temple is the temple of God.
这个殿是圣洁的殿。
And this is a holy temple.
进这个殿的就不被定罪。
And those who enter into this temple will not be condemned.
因为主的血已经洗净他们的罪。
Because the blood of the Lord Jesus have cleansed the body.
进这个殿就可以得到生命。
And those who enter into this temple will be saved.
因为主耶稣已经用他的生命来换得你们的生命。
Because the Lord Jesus have given up his life in exchange for ours.
这个殿，这个教会是凭着神的旨意来设立的。
And this temple, this church was built, established by the will of God.
这个殿要让瞎眼的可以看见。
And this temple can cause the blind to see.
这个殿要让瘸腿的可以走路。
And this temple would cause the lame to walk.
这个殿要让那些劳苦愁烦、惊慌害怕的在这边得到平安喜乐。
And this temple would cause those who are weary and trembling to receive joy and peace.
这个殿要让死人复活。
And this temple would cause the dead to resurrect.
让过去死在最终的人今天都到这个殿里来得到活命。
And this temple would cause those who die in sins before to receive life and to live.
这个殿是基督的身体。
This temple is a body of Christ.
就是现在各位所在的地方，耶稣的身体，基督的教会。
This temple is what all of us are in. This church, this body of Christ.
教会是让人得救的地方。
And church is the place where people will receive salvation.
教会是神让人从黑暗入光明的地方。
And church.Is the place where God would lead man from darkness to light.
教会是神让人借着基督得生命的地方。
And the church is where people receive life through Christ.
今天我们能到教会来敬拜神。
And today we're able to come to church to worship God.
是不是我们拣选了基督？
And to have the Lord that we chose.
是不是我们拣选了基督？
Is that
we choose?
Do we choose Christ?
不是。
No.
是谁拣选了我们？
But who chose us?
我们来看一下以弗所书哈。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书一章。
Ephesians chapter one.
以弗所书一章
Ephesians chapter 1
四节
verse 4
以弗所书一章四节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选我们使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵第五节
verse 5
又因爱我们就按着自己的一直所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分第六节
verse 6
是他荣耀的恩典得着称赞这恩典是他爱子里所赐给我们第七节
7
是我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎过犯得以赦免乃是照他丰富的恩典所以在这边很清楚地告诉我们
so here it tells us very clearly
不是我们拣选的基督
It's not that we chose Christ.
是神拣选我们在基督里拣选了我们
But it's God who chose us and who chose us through Christ.
在创世以前在我们还没有被生出来以前
And this is in the before the ages and before we are even born.
所以今天呢、啊，能够进入耶稣基督的身体，能够来到一个真教会，是创世以前神定的。
And today we're able to enter the body of Christ into the church. It is the chosen, the choice of God.
是按着神的旨意来定的。
It is in accordance with God's will.
是借着神的恩典来定的。
And it is because of the grace of God.
所以很多人跟耶稣跟到最后说，哇。讲这个话怎么说？他的血可喝，肉可吃啊！这个话甚难，很多人离开了。
So when some people were following Jesus and heard that his flesh can be eaten and his blood can be drunk, those people left.
啊，所以人不是凭着自己的逻辑、凭着自己的想法来接近基督，不是的。
So us mankind cannot use our thinking and logic to be closer to God.
所以耶稣说，如果不是神给你们这个恩赐，你们是没有办法到我这里来的。
And that's why the Lord Jesus said, if it were not for the blessing of God, you would not have followed me.
如果神不给你们这个能力，你们没有办法到基督里来。
If God had not given us this ability, we would not have returned to Christ.
所以我们感谢神，神在没有世界以前就借着耶稣基督。为了拯救我们，他舍弃他儿子的命。
And we thank God because before the beginning of ages, God had already used the Lord Jesus to give us salvation.
所以说今天这个教会是神用重价买来的。
So today, the church was purchased with great price by the Lord Jesus.
用主耶稣的宝血买来的。
It was purchased by the Lord's precious blood.
所以借着他的血，我们的过犯可以得到赦免。
And through his precious blood, our transgressions can be forgiven.
所以为什么说是凭着恩因着信，不是因为我们的行为。
And this is what is meant by grace through faith. It means that it's not because of our deeds.
凭着那个恩典，我们今天可以在神的殿来敬拜他。
And by His grace, we're able to come to His temple to worship Him.
那这个爱子的血怎么来救赎我们？
And how can the precious blood of the beloved Son save us?
主耶稣被钉的时候，就像那个铜蛇被举起来，看到他的都要得救。那我们看到他被钉了吗？
So when the Lord Jesus was crucified, lift up on the cross, just like the bronze snake lift up on the staff, when we see him crucified, are we saved?
那个爱子的血要洗去我们的罪。
And the blood of the beloved Son will wash our sins away.
我们知道耶稣被钉之后四十天之后他升天去了，在神的右边为我们祈求。
And we know that after the Lord Jesus resurrected, he was ascended back to heaven, praying for us next to God.
既然升天去了，怎么说这个教会还是他的身体呢？
Since he had already ascended to heaven, how can we say church is his body?
他在两千年前被钉留下的血不是早就干了吗？到哪里去了？
And did the blood that he shed for us 2,000 years, isn't that blood already dried up?
今天的世人怎么借耶稣的血洗净他们的罪呢？
And how can people of this time and age use or be cleansed, be saved by his precious blood?
曾经有位慕道朋友，他是个生物博士。
And I remember there is a truth seeker, a friend who was a biologist.
他在研究生命呢。
And he studies life.
他跟我说，
He said to me,
两千年前人被钉的血，你今天去哪边找呢？
And he said, how can you find the trace of the blood bled 2,000 years for mankind?
你怎么去借一个你完全没有看过，也没有真正触摸到，也没有真正去在一起的人，借着他得救，你怎么真的说？他的血真的覆盖在你的身上，真的洗去你的罪呢？
And he asked me, how can you be so sure that the blood of this person's 2,000 years ago, whom you have not met, whom you have not touched, whom you have not spent time with, that his blood is on you and washed away your sins?
你不觉得这种讲法有一点神话？
Don't you think these elders have a lunatics?
我跟他说是神话。
Yes, those are hard to believe.
但他是神的话。
But those are the words of God.
是神从创立世界以前就预定的。
But this is what it's been established before the beginning of ages.
神所说的必定成就。
What has been said by God will be fulfilled.
去哪边找耶稣的血？
And where do we go and look for the Lord Jesus' blood?
我们下午继续来谈第三部分。
And this afternoon we'll continue to talk about part three.
我们请起立唱诗五十首。
Please rise and sing hymn number 53.
五十。
50. Hymn number 50.
坐。
Please be seated.
我们要一起来做祷告。
We're about to pray together.
祷告的时候，为身体有病痛的人来祷告。
And please pray for those who are sick.
我们祷告的时候，为那些心里面不平安的人来祷告。
And also when we pray for those who do not have peace in their hearts.
我们祷告的时候，为那些愿意追求神生命的来祷告。
And also when we pray, we should pray for those who are pursuing the life in God.
人怎么知道自己是基督徒？
And a person, how can he know that he is a Christian?
你怎么知道你是信的基督？你怎么知道你是神所悦纳的？你怎么知道你是神所认定的？
And how can you know that you belong to Christ? And how do you know that if you're pleased with that God is pleased with you? And how do you know that God affirms you?
如果你信的神也愿意接受基督，但是你的内心深处还是属于世界，还是属于肉体。
And even though if you believe and you accept Christ in your heart, but then in your mind you're still of the world.
能不能得神的喜欢？
And how do you think you would please God?
如果不能得神的喜欢，以后怎么来回去神的地方？
If God is not pleased with us, how can we enter into His place in the future?
我们看一下罗马书八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章。
Romans chapter 8.
而且属肉体的八章八节，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。第九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里面，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵的。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。第十节。
Verse 10.
基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。十一节。
11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。十五节。
15.
十四节，因为凡被神的灵引导都是神的儿子。十五节，凡你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。十六节，圣灵以我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。所以这边呢，我们来看呢，我们在信神的过程当中，我们要一个明确的肯定。
So in here we know in the process of our faith we have to have this assurance.
耶稣基督为什么能够死后复活？
And how come the Lord Jesus was able to die and then resurrect?
神的灵让他复活。
Because the God's spirit caused him to resurrect.
今天我们犯罪的人，我们怎么复活？
Today as sinners, how can we be resurrected in the end?
那同样的灵要让我们复活。
The same spirit would cause us to be resurrected.
我怎么知道我有那个灵？
How do I know that I have that spirit?
我在什么知道？什么情形下可以知道我有那个灵？
And under what circumstances do I know that I have that spirit?
因为这个灵要同心，以我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。
And because this spirit would testify for us and that we are God's children.
所以这个灵从古至今都存在。
And this spirit existed in the beginning.
不是只有过去存在。
It not only exists in the past.
现在也要存在。
It exists in the present.
因为神答应要把这个灵浇灌在每个人的身上。
Because God promised that He will give this Holy Spirit unto everyone.
所以彼得在讲道的时候。
So when the Lord, when Peter was preaching.
神为什么一直要彼得去跟哥尼流讲道？
Why did God want Peter to preach to the household of Cornelius?
哥尼流是个义人啊，天天祷告啊，天天周济穷人啊，神说他是个义人啊，祷告神都听到了。
So Cornelius was already a righteous man. He prays to God every day, helped the poor, and he is considered just.
神为什么一定要哥尼流去请彼得他来讲道？神为什么一定要叫彼得去哥尼流那个地方讲道？
And why must God have Cornelius to look for Peter? And why must God send Peter to Cornelius?
因为神要把这个灵赐给他们。
Because God wants to give the Cornelius household His Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是我们得天国基业的凭据。
And this Holy Spirit is the guarantee of us to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以彼得在讲道的时候，最后怎么样？
So what happened to the end of Peter's sermon?
我们来看彼得，《使徒行传》十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传十章。
Acts chapter 10.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
使徒行传十章四十四节，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人的身上。他为什么知道圣灵降在一切听到的人的身上呢
？And how did Peter know the Holy Spirit came on to those who were listening the message.
46节说，因为听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
Because